Hello, welcome to Cafe Carbajal. I'm your host, Elijah Carbajal. Thanks for joining us. On today's episode, I'm going to be reading student takeaway points that they've written themselves about the Giver series by Lois Lowry. Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining me again on this episode of Cafe Carbajal. It's been a while since I've published a podcast, but I came across some work this week that just blew my mind, and I really wanted to give my students a shout out publicly. So I really hope you guys are listening to this. I'm really proud of my students and their work. So I did something different this year with my class. I've always done read-alouds, but I've picked different books to read. So it's never been like a series of books. It's always been not necessarily random books. If you listen to the last podcast, you guys know that I am very selective about the books that I read with my kids. They're all award-winning books, or at least written by award-winning authors. And but they've never been like a series of books. I've never read a series. This year, I was really inspired to try that with my class. It's something new for me that I've never done before. So I decided to read the Giver series with them. So for those that don't know, the Giver is written by Lois Lowry. She won a Newbery Award for Number of the Stars, and she also won a Newbery Award for The Giver. Well, she decided to continue with the series, The Giver, and she wrote a quartet. So the first book is called The Giver. The second book is Gathering Blue. The third book is called Messenger. And the last book is called Sun, and that's S-O-N, Sun. I've read the series now for a total of 3 times on my own, and this is the first time that I've read it with my students, and I really wasn't sure what to expect. It's as far as their responses from it, it's science fiction. It takes a lot of letting go of your sort of beliefs about what is real and what is not real, and at fourth grade, that's kind of a hard concept to do when it comes to literature, especially when a lot of their books that they're going for are things like Diary of a Wimpy Kid or The Dork Diaries or even just realistic fiction. It's hard to let go of those preconceived notions and accept elements of sci-fi. But I thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a try and let's just see how it goes. I wanted to take the kids on a journey and follow a story throughout the entire year and just see where it took us. And I have to say, I was blown away by this. There was so much engagement from the kids. They loved reading the stories. They couldn't wait until we could do a read aloud together. They loved having the books in their hands. In fact, for the last book, there wasn't a class set of books of Sun, and so I reached out to parents and asked them if they would be willing to purchase the book for their children, and the kids were just so excited when their parents bought them a copy of Sun for themselves to take away, and it was just amazing to see the excitement and the engagement, and just really the excitement that they had of going on a journey. When the final book was finished, I had one boy come up and tell me, "Mr. C, a good story always ends whenever, you know, it's just getting good." And I said, "Was it just getting good?" He says, "Oh, this was the best part of the story." He said, "I really don't want it to end." And so many kids were happy at the end of the story, and a lot of them were kind of disappointed. They said, "I don't want the story to end. I want there to be a fifth book." So there was a lot of engagement, a lot of fun, and the kids really appreciated it. And I'm really happy that I did this with them. After reading the final book in the Giver series, I asked my kids to write down some of their answers to some questions that I had. Some of the questions being, who was your favorite character in the book series? Which book was your favorite? If you were to write a fifth book, what would it be about? And then I also asked them to write some takeaway points, some lessons learned. And that was really, really what I was curious about. I wanted to see what kind of an impact this made in the lives of students, and really to see, are there multiple lessons to be learned within this series? And if so, what are they? Like, what are kids getting out of it that maybe I'm not getting out of it? And so today what I'd like to do is read some of those responses about their takeaway points or the lessons that they learned. And so I'm just going to go ahead and get started here with a couple of these here. And I'll talk a little bit about them and how they relate to the book. One of them says, I learned to be resilient. I learned to be resilient. I think that's so amazing. Just so, so amazing. I learned, here's another one, I learned to face your fears and that failure is not an option. I think if we're teaching kids to face their fears, I think we're teaching them courage, and I think that's just so great. The takeaway that I learned is you have more than you know and people will want what you have. That's actually a direct quote from the third book, Messenger. When a boy says, I have nothing, like I have no special gift, I have nothing, he's actually talking about trading things. He says, I don't have anything worth trading. And his dad, basically his adopted dad, says, you have more than you know and people will want what you have. And that quote just really resonated with this student of mine. Let's see, here's another one that says, people that believe in you give you strength. I learned that people that believe in you are the ones that give you strength. I think that is so, so deep. That comes really from a lot of the books, but more specifically, I think the last one, when the protagonist is facing off against the antagonist, and Gabe, the young boy who is facing off against Trademaster, finds his strength as he remembers the people that believe in him, as he's remembering his friends and his mentors and his kind of adopted family. They're the ones that give him strength. And I think that's a really big takeaway point, something that I've really kind of never really thought of before. So I think that's just so great. I learned that you should always care for each other and help each other. Jonas taught me that. Jonas is the main character in the Giver series, and he also appears in Messenger and in Sun. So I think that's fantastic takeaway point from one of the characters. Let's see. I learned that you should face your fears, and if you fall down, you just have to get up and keep going. I also learned that not everything is about you. Ooh, I like that one so much. I like that this girl is kind of reflective about like what's really important. It's not always about what I want. It's about the greater good, and it's about other people. I just really think that's a big takeaway point. Caring for people is the most important thing in life. That's huge. That comes from the first book, The Giver. I learned that if you have a dream, you should chase it. And if you chase your dream, you will be successful. That's amazing. That's amazing, amazing. I learned that anything is possible if you just believe. I learned that I don't have to be afraid of something or anything. I really like this connection here that the boy makes here. He says, I learned that I don't have to be afraid of something or anything. Not just that we don't have to be afraid, because I think that becomes very vague, but he's making a personal connection. He's saying, I don't have to be afraid of anything. I think that is so huge, so important. These reflections go on and on. I learned that you should always care for your family. The lesson I learned is, oh, I do want to read this one. So I have to give you a little backstory about this boy. This boy is the quietest boy that I've ever taught before. I mean, when he talks, you can barely hear him. I have to get really close. It has to be really quiet in the room for me to hear him. And he doesn't really say much. And over the course of the year, we've made some connections, he and I. But he's still just a very quiet boy, doesn't say much. But I want to talk to you about his response. He says, "The lesson from this story I learned is don't trade yourself." That I think is so huge, and I want to talk to you guys about that for just a quick minute here. In the third story, Messenger, and even in a little bit of the last book, Son, there's a villain by the name of Trademaster, and he comes to the village, and he trades people different things. So they'll come up and they'll say something that they want, and it's always something very materialistic, like one of the examples is a gaming machine or a fur coat. Just something kind of materialistic, not necessarily bad things, but just something materialistic. But what they have to trade is parts of themselves. So to get a gaming machine, they might have to trade away their kindness, or they might have to trade away their integrity, or their honesty, or their maybe their gifts, their abilities, their talents. They have to trade away parts of themselves in order to get those things. And for this student to recognize that it's important to never trade yourself for anything, that you always, always should be true to who you are and never give up who you are for something, I think is so huge, especially from this boy who is so quiet. You almost wonder, like, am I getting to him? Is he getting the lessons? Like, is it sticking with him? And so I'm really proud of this boy for his takeaway point. I'm really proud of all of them. They had fantastic, fantastic answers. And even more things. I just want to read one more. It says, "The book taught me to be brave, speak positive, and that good things will always happen to you." Just so many great, great takeaway points. I'm really proud of my kids for that. I want to take a minute now to stop and reflect about why we should put quality literature in students' hands. Quality literature isn't just the books that I've been reading with my kids. There are lots and lots of well-written novels and even children's literature out there that is just excellent reads and can teach kids valuable lessons. But when we put a book in a kid's hands, that's exactly what we're doing. We're teaching them lessons throughout a story. There's always some underlying themes written within a story that the author is trying to teach us and to help us get across. And my students were able to find those story themes and those lessons in The Giver Quartet. But you can find it in any book, really. There's so many valuable lessons to be learned, and we do our kids a huge service by putting that high-quality literature in their hands. Thank you for joining me again on this episode of Cafe Carbajal. I appreciate you guys listening. Make sure that you hit the subscribe button to get notifications of new podcasts. You can also follow me on Twitter at @CarbaEli. You can follow me using the hashtag Cafe Carbajal, hashtag Park Ave Tigers. I really appreciate you guys listening, and I hope you have a great day. Have fun and be well.